back to regular schedule.
Okay. I noticed today on the YU Torah website that Rabbi Simon has like 15 shiurim on this topic, so I feel a little strange approaching this topic. I prepared this before I saw that. I haven't listened to them, but it's been on the list for a long time to discuss electric shavers. So I figured it's the best time to discuss it is when none of us can shave for the 3 weeks. So we have time to make our decision what we hold about electric shavers. So the basic introduction is that there is a pasuk in the Torah, Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem v'lo sashchus es pa'asu kanecha, that you're not allowed to do hashchasa on the peos of your beard. The Gemara at the end of Makos identifies, Mishnah at the end of Makos identifies that there are five spots on the face that a person is not allowed to do hashchasa. Major discussions exactly what those spots are. The assumption is we stay away from the face with a razor because it's hashchasa, right? And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even under the chin, is also mishum hashchasa. How far under, it's not abundantly clear. I wouldn't be comfortable using a razor at any point, anywhere on the face. So using a razor is very, very obviously a pasuk in the Torah, something that there's not really much room to be makel with. But typically, we don't usually use a razor. We have issues that relate to other types of hair removal in terms of shaving our face. So there is a discussion in the Gemara Makos Daf Chaf Aleph about using a scissor. Really, the whole issue of electric shavers boils down to like two lines in the Gemara Makos Daf Chaf Aleph. We just did it in Daf Yomi recently. The Gemara says, "Einu chayiv ad sheyitlanu b'ta'ar." You're only chayiv if you use a razor. Shanam Pasuk says, Tan Rabbanim Pasukanim lo yigalechu, Yachla filu gilcha b'misparayim yechayiv. I think even if you use scissors, you're going to be chayiv. Tamalomar lo sashchis. That's why the Pasuk says lo sashchis. No, you're not allowed to do hashchasa. Using scissors isn't called hashchasa. Ilo sashchis, yachlim lakta b'mlakit v'ritni yechayiv. But wait a second. If the issue is one of hashchasa, then if you take a tweezer and you pull a hair out, you should be chayiv, because is there any greater hashchasa of the hair than uprooting it entirely? Forgetting about a close shave, you're completely uprooting it. So that for sure should be chayiv. Tamalomar lo yigalechu. No, that's why the pasuk says lo yigalechu. That it's only if you're shaving. Pulling with a tweezer is not called shaving. Haketzad, giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa. The only thing that's asked is if you do a giluach that has hashchasa, that involves hashchasa. Haviomer ze ta'ar. And we assume that that's a razor. So when all the dust settles, what does this mean? Giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa, which is a ta'ar. Is the Gemara saying that the only way you can do giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa is with a ta'ar, with a razor? Or is the Gemara saying anything that accomplishes giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa, which, by the way, is not scissors, because scissors don't accomplish hashchasa, and it's not a tweezer, because tweezer is not giluach, but anything else that would accomplish giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa would be aser, and the classic example of that is a tar. The classic example of that is a razor. Two possible ways to read the Gemara, but what emerges from the Gemara very clearly is that scissors are definitely mutter, because it's not hashchasa. Truma Sadeshin in Simon Reish Sadi Hei, however, writes that if you use the bottom blade for cutting, meaning if the scissor, the reason why scissors are mutter is because the bottom blade isn't what's doing the cutting, it's the top blade coming across the bottom blade that does the cutting. So the bottom blade holds it in place and the top blade cuts it. But if both blades are moving, Truma Sadeshin says you have to be very careful. If the bottom blade is sharp and it's able to do the cutting without the help of the top blade, so then you could really end up it could be the same thing as cutting with a razor, because if the bottom blade is the one that's closer to the face and it's the one that's doing the cutting on its own, so that could be aser as well. So as Truma Sadeshin points out, tweezers, as we said, are mutter. Using a cream, the Pischei Tshuvah Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Katan Hei says it's okay to use a cream because it's hashchasa, but it's not giluach. It may be mashchis the hair in your face, but it's not called giluach. Birkei Yosef also permits l'chidah, and Birkei Yosef permits using a cream. Misparayim ke'ein tar is the major discussion in the Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch Paskins explicitly, misparayim ke'ein tar, and I didn't translate that yet, what it literally translates to as scissors that are like a razor. So scissors that are like a razor, Shulchan Aruch holds, is okay, that it's mutter, because the real issur, sounds like Shulchan Aruch holds, the real issur is only when you use tar itself, only when you use a razor itself. Now, the major chakira that the whole sugya is tali on is, what does that mean, that a razor is aser and that giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa is aser, anything that's not giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa is mutter? Is this something that we're looking at what the process is, or are we looking at what the result is? Is it that the process of cutting is done with one blade, that's a ta'ar, and that's problematic. Misprayim ke'in tar means it gives you just as close a shave as a tar would, but it's using scissor action to give you that shave. It's doing it in a way that uses scissors to give you that shave, and therefore would be mutter if it's tully in the process. Or is it not that it's tully in the process, but we're looking at the result? That if the result is a clean shave that you get from a tar, so even if you get it by using a scissor, because you have a much fancier scissor than they had in the days of Chazal, you have a scissor that can give you the same shave you would get from a tar, namely an electric shaver scissor, so then it would be, since it would provide the same result, maybe that would be aser. So that's what the chakira is. That's what l'chor, the whole sugya, hinges on. Are we looking at the process or are we looking at the result? If you're going to look at the result, l'chor, there's not much to talk about. Most of the electric shavers on the market today produce a pretty close shave. Now, can you be mechalik between, you know, very, very teeny tiny microscopic pieces of hair versus absolutely nothing you're left with a razor? Very hard to understand, you know, to make such chilukim. Probably most of the shavers we have on the market, anyone that you would buy, probably creates a close enough shave that it would be like a tar in the sense that in the result that it would produce. And l'chora, that would be problematic if you hold like that shita. Now, Rav Belsky, Rav Moshe rejected this shita. Rav Moshe held like the reason why everyone's makel with shavers, the halachic reason why everyone's makel with shavers is based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was very makel about this issue. He held that it's tully in the process, that it's not tully in the result. And if the process is a scissor process, then it's mutter. But as we pointed out, according to the Truma Sadashin, even when you have scissors, if the bottom blade is very sharp and could cut on its own, so then you're going to have a problem, because it could be that the bottom blade is doing all the cutting. So they say, and again, I don't know for sure what Rav Moshe did, but they say Rav Moshe would take the blade, pull out a strand of his beard, and just touch it with the blade and see if it would slice it. That if the bottom blade was sharp enough on its own, without any friction, to slice the hair on his beard, then he held that it could be, you have to be concerned that the bottom blade was sharp enough. But otherwise, if it needed the double blade action in order to cut, that would be mutter. Now, my brother told me that he asked Rav Nata Greenblatt about this issue, and Rav Nata said that Rav Moshe was vehemently opposed to any chumrah on this issue. That anyone would come to Rav Moshe for any sort of haskama, for any sefer, no matter how bad the sefer was, you got haskama from Rav Moshe. When they came to him to ask for haskama on the sefer, asering shavers, he refused to give haskama. So apparently Rav Moshe felt pretty strongly about this. He felt that it's not okay to aser shavers. But the question is, does that mean that all shavers across the board are automatically okay? So it gets a little more complicated. Most shavers, all shavers, have a screen that serves as a second blade, so to speak. There's a screen that the hair enters through the screen, and then there are blades behind the screen that cut it. So the question is, exactly how does that work? Is it that the screen is holding it in place, and because the screen is holding it in place, the blade is more able to easily cut it, and that's the function of the screen, in which case it's like a scissor, where the bottom blade just holds it in place and the top blade does the cutting, and that would be scissor action, that would be totally mutter? Or do you say, no, the screen is just there to make sure that the blades don't cut your face off, but the screen isn't actually holding the hair in place to enable the blade to cut. The blade would be cutting without the screen also. The blade is sharp enough even without the screen. So depending on how you view electric shavers, even if you hold that it's totally in the process, you have to really look at how they purport to shave your face. So Rabbi Shabtai Rappaport, who's an Einikol of Rav Moshe, is the one that did probably more research than anybody on this topic. He wrote several articles in Hebrew and in English. He wrote in Tchumen an article on this topic. And he points out that whenever you're researching a topic like this, it's very important not to look at the advertisements on television, because that's not an accurate representation of what the product actually does. He says the way to research a topic like this is by going to the patent office, you know, finding out what the patent request was and looking at the patent requests and seeing how they describe what their machine does, and in reality, not just in the commercial. So that's what he did, and his understanding was that the screen does hold the hair in place by most shavers, that typically the screen is there to hold the hair in place and then the blade is able to cut it, and therefore he holds that most shavers are permissible. Now, what about a lift and cut shaver? There seems to be a lot of discussion about a lift and cut shaver. So Rabbi Rappaport writes that by lift and cut, he says, if it does what it says it does, there are places that they'll take out the lift mechanism for you, but if it does what it says it does, so what is it like? It's like you take a tweezer and you pull the hair out a little bit with the tweezer, and then you take a scissor and you cut it, right? Because you're still using the screen, you're still using the blade behind the screen. It's just that it's first lifting it before it does the cutting. So it's like taking a tweezer and then cutting with the scissor. L'chora, that should be mutter. If you hold like Rav Moshe, that it's all tully, and whether it operates as a scissor, l'chora, lift and cut, should be mutter. I've heard that Rav David Feinstein, though, does not allow lift and cuts. I'm not sure. I don't know what the svara is. Rav Belsky writes in this sefer they have of English of Pesachim of Rav Belsky, he says that the lift and cut, if it works as it's described, he says it's really one blade cutting it at a lower point all by itself. I guess he doesn't view the screen as being something that is necessary in order for the lift and cut mechanism to work. And he says that if it works as described, he thinks it should be usher. But Rav Belsky writes, I'll read you the lashon, he says, the speed at which the blades move would suggest that the sequence of events described takes place within the tiniest fraction of a second, a possibility that challenges even the most imaginative mind. Meaning, I don't believe it, he says. I don't believe that that's the way it really works. It's just pulverizing the hair and cutting it really quickly, but there's no way that it's actually lifting and then one blade doing everything, that all that happens in such a quick, all at the same time. So he doesn't believe it actually occurs. I asked Rav Schechter about this once. Rav Schechter said, I don't really understand the issue, he told me. He said, but I know Rabbi Willig researched the issue, and Rav Salvechik held it was mutter, and Rabbi Willig researched the issue. He holds it's mutter. I trust Rabbi Willig. He's a reliable posek. I don't know, it's the only time he ever got that answer from Rav Schechter. He said he doesn't, but he says, so you can rely on Rabbi Willig that it's that stomach's mutter. Microscreen shavers, the companies claim that the microscreen alone is sharp enough, which l'chara would be a problem, because that's the blade that comes closest. Rav Belsky says those claims are false, and therefore microscreen shavers are mutter. Again, how do you know? How do you know what's true? What's not true? You really, I guess, you have to look at the patent claims. The Chavetz Chaim was the first famous one to asser the electric shavers, because they came out during the times of the Chavetz Chaim. So in the Kutei Halachos and Makos, he's machmir about the new machines that cut closely. Rav Belsky Tainas Chavetz Chaim would agree with Rav Moshe. He said he saw a shaver, primitive shaver, from the times of the Chavetz Chaim, and it only used one blade. So he said if the Chavetz Chaim would see the shavers that we have now that actually have a double action scissor type of cut, even the Chavetz Chaim would be makel. So obviously in America the minig is, I think, to be makel with the electric shavers, because that's our Rav Schechter Paskin, that's our Rav Moshe Paskin. In Eretz Yisrael there are many that are very machmir with it, because the Chazon Ish was machmir. Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, he says, they asked the Chazon Ish, is it true that you said that a Bal Nefesh would be machmir not to use an electric shaver? He said, no, that's absolutely not true. I said everyone should be machmir not to use favor, not just the Bal Nefesh. So there it's still the poskim you'll find are much more machmir in this issue, but the typical poskim that follow the shittas of Moshe or of Salvechik typically are going to be makel on pretty much any shaver that you have on the market.